Hey there, and welcome to another great Leto Rainbow Rufflecopter here with Moggy and a special guest host, Heathcliff.
That's right, sinners and spinners. If you're up at 1:10 in the morning, you're not doing something right. But you are, because you're listening to us, and that's what counts. Yes.
Listening is caring.
This is the geekiest show on Joy 94.9. You won't find frilly drinks here. Instead, you'll find Cheerios and milk at any time of the day or night. And gunky fast food that...
We like our Hot Pockets.
And Hot Pockets. It's oh so nourishing. Not in a nutritional sense. More of a filling the empty void within our deep, miserable souls that we fill with video games. And that's what we're all about on Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter
on Rufflecopter.
Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9.
We've got a packed show today. Isn't that right, Heathcliff?
2 whole hours.
Yes.
I can't believe it. I'll be here till 3. it's past my bedtime.
Well, I'm always here to free, so you can't bitch about your situation. we're going to do what we normally do, our web fantastic, which is internet memes in general this week.
Shoes.
Well, that's just one.
Oh my god.
We also do our geeky news and the new releases of the week. We talk about the pink dollar in the gaming industry. And the pink dollar, for those who don't know, is basically money that's generated from gay people buying stuff that's orientated at specifically at them.
Yeah, that's a good definition of the pink dollar.
Mm-hmm. And we just basically generally talk about geeky gaming stuff. We just go nuts.
So sit down, lay down, stand up, or whatever your most comfortable position is at the moment. I prefer the missionary one myself. And come and fill the empty void in your soul with us for the next 2 hours. I am sincerely looking forward to it. We've got the Waifs, the Whitlams, Alex Lloyd, REM, Silverchair, Ace of Base, and this list just keeps on going on. I'd be here for minutes just talking with all the list.
Oh yes, and we've got a prize to give away a bit later on.
A prize? I love giving away stuff.
Yes. And we want to give it to you.
Because that's just the kind of radio presenters we are. Because we like to give things away.
Yes, we do.
We don't want that CD for ourselves. No. We're not selfish.
And what good is it going to do just rotting away here in the studio? Anyway, let's get things started with When the Lights Went Down by Claire Bowditch. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. And it's time for our usual SMS topic, which this week is... How much money do you spend a week on tech and gaming?
I know there are some people out there that just love to go sick when it comes to video games and other various tech. I mean, there are people that buy like a different MP3 player every single week and new phones because their new phone is 2 weeks old and therefore obsolete and therefore not.
But those
so
are the
good.
Very, very rare cases. They're very extreme.
I know. A good phone should last for a while. Mm. But also, gaming is quite an expensive habit. I mean, yes. How much is too much?
Well, at the moment, the current generation consoles cost about $100, $110 just for the games.
And how does that compare to previous generations?
Well, it's pretty much been the same all around, but when you think about how much... The Americans are spending about $50 at most for a console game, which even when it comes around to conversion, would only be about $60, really, $60 or $70. So why are we spending? So why are we being forced to pay so much?
If I find out the person who's responsible for this, I'm going to grind their bones to make my bread, I swear. Well, how can a person who is listening to Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter send their response into the program?
Well, you can SMS us at 0427-JOY-4949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. We want your responses now.
How much do you spend? How much should you spend? How much do you want to spend?
And does it dig into your other expenses?
I'm sounding very capitalist at the moment. I'm not particularly capitalist, pro or against, but...
Well, we live in a capitalist world. You can't really deny that.
Maybe we should just give socialism a try, just for a week, just to see what those socialist alternative people are on about. Just a week.
Well, we're a gaming show, not the Socialist Review, so let's get back on topic.
All right, new releases for this week.
Yes.
With the Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter bell.
Yay!
That's the last time you'll hear the bell this show, hopefully. Because
it's
I don't know. It's very sick.
Yes.
The most exciting release this week is Harvest Moon Magical Melody. I've been playing the Harvest Moon games since I was about 8. Now, back in that time, I absolutely loved them. Now, pretty much the gist of the game is that you are a person, mostly a guy, who inherits a farm from his father.
There are girl versions.
Or his grandfather. And what you've got to do is you've got to take this wreck of a farm and turn it around for your own financial gain. But in the way, you've got to make yourself a nice, wonderful, heterosexual family by going to the townstead that's usually opposing to the farm, and chat to everyone, give the ladies gifts, marry them. And in some editions, you can actually get old, you have kids.
And battle monsters.
That was one of the weird additions. There's a Dungeons & Dragons edition of this farming simulation game, and there's a futuristic one. But I've been playing it for quite a bit. And this one is for the Wii.
It's actually a port of the GameCube version of Magical Melody.
I'm particularly fond of the new graphic style.
With the big bubble head.
It's too exceptionally cute. I mean, the other ones are cute, but it's not quite so sugary to the same extent. An interesting fact about the Harvest Moon series is that, yes, there are girl editions of the game where you can actually go and marry the guys. But in the early editions, once you married one of the men in the game...
Game over.
You're married to this person, and you can't be a farmer anymore. It's your job to stick around and have kids for this man.
But the female versions also added something new that the male versions didn't have. The friendship ceremonies, which...
Friendship, yeah. Closed captions.
Which basically equals a civil service, essentially.
I want that for the boy versions because I had such a crush on Cliff. He was such a mysterious bad boy. Well, not really a bad boy, but he was just a distant stranger that was passing through with a heart of gold. But enough about Harvest Moon and its sugary cuteness.
The fact it's also a Wii port brings up something, I don't know, quite worrying, that the fact that the Wii is becoming pretty much just ports and minigame. But hopefully we'll see a bunch of new releases to fix that.
Yeah, I must admit that with the Wii, it's plugged out at the moment because I'm starved, I'm thirsty, I'm craving for a title that can titillate my interest.
Well, we get a whole bunch of new games this month. This week is a lull, but in the coming weeks, about 2 weeks, I think, we get this humongous boom of games.
Also this week we have Jackass the Game for DS, PSP, and PS2. If you happen to like Jackass and you happen to like games related to MTV TV shows, then you're probably going to like this. But if you don't, well, you're probably not going to get that one. Riviera for the PSP. I don't know anything about
it's
this.
It's essentially an RPG that's been around that's done the rounds of all the handhelds. Basically, it started life on the Wonder Swan, which was a Japanese handheld console.
Wonder Swan?
Yes. It was a Japanese-only handheld made by Gunpei Yokoi, you know, the guy who made the Game Boy.
Okay.
Who was forced to leave Nintendo after the little Virtual Boy incident.
Yeah, apparently... releasing a console
that gave children headaches and seizures.
Headaches and seizures that was obscenely annoying and didn't actually take that virtual reality to the next step.
Just red and black, people. Red and black. Anyway.
Metal Gear Solid Portal Ops Plus. It's got the word portal in it, so that's pretty exciting. But
ooh, I mean Portable Ops.
Oh, Portable Ops Plus.
Typo.
Portable Ops. Does that mean there's like MASH mixed with Metal Gear Solid?
This is basically a turn-based edition of Metal Gear. Think of it as a turn-based edition of Metal Gear Solid and mixed with a card battling game.
That doesn't mean... I'm not very confident about that, because usually when you've got a game where a regular combat system is replaced with a card game battle system...
It can work. Like Bat and Kato's. Well, that was pretty much ignored by the entire mainstream.
Did it work with the Kingdom Hearts game?
It was iffy.
Oh, well. Well, I'm sure there are people out there that like card games, but... And it is actually cheaper to play card games in video games than it is to actually buy them at gaming shops. But if you're into that kind of thing, it's kind of cool, providing that you've got the money to spend on it.
Yes. As they want your money, and if you're willing to give it to them, then so be it.
That is just about everything that's worthwhile on coming out this week.
Like I said, it's going to be a few weeks before we see anything major.
What can we look forward to on the distant horizon?
I think the big one is Mario Kart.
When does so we've got the Mario Kart release date. What about Brawl? Super Smash Bros. Brawl?
It's still up in the air around here.
I've got to try and find another person to grind into my bread.
And with that, let's go to a track. This is Roll in the Afternoon by the Whitlams. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. The pet peeve that you hate most, and I mean most, when it comes to technology.
Now, what's yours, Moggy?
My one is people talking on the train on their phones. Particularly those ones who are doing a real private conversation, and they're not hiding that fact. And some of the things I've heard are quite shocking. And I just don't really need to hear that.
I'm curious about what these kind of people have to say, but I'm not going to pressure you. If you want to just say it,
There's just a lot of obscenities and stuff that probably would have been left private. Better left be private by the person who's actually making the call.
Now, the thing that's kind of gets me most about that kind of thing is when you've got... I'm not generalizing here, but it always seems to be younger women of about 14 to 21 who have obscenely long conversations with no depth or meaning. And I kind of think to myself, how much money do you have to spend on your telecommunications bill? You Skype or something. But I kind of sigh and go back to my Philip K. Dick book, because that's what we geeks do. We read science fiction from the 1950s to analyze it for its social and political meanings. My personal technological pet peeve, I'm sure that anyone who has worked with computers would know, it's when the computer cuts out while you're writing a Word document, and it's saved. It wasn't saved, and it's all gone. Completely gone. I wrote up the same report for my anthropology course 3 times, because the power cord at the back of the computer was quite loose. Now, by the second time the thing happened, I think I learnt my lesson. But on the bright side, I think it was a very good report.
Well, I'm sure there was a lot of people that had that happen to them yesterday during the storms.
I'd imagine so, but the technology is actually getting a lot better now, because with Microsoft always having that autosave feature, you're hardly left out in the cold, but you're not left completely safe. especially when it comes to things like video games where you can't quite reach a save point when the power goes out.
And there's things like surge protectors if you're really worried about frying your gear.
What another thing that gets me is slightly, tinily scratched discs that are scratched in such a way that it prevents the entire disc from being read. That really grinds my gears. So what technological things grind your gears? You can send in an SMS with your phone, or if you happen to be subscribed to a particular service, you can email your SMS in to 0427JOY949. But that seems a bit wasteful, actually.
And just another reminder of our SMS topic, which is how much money do you spend on techie stuff and games?
Remember, people, there is a CD to be won, and we'll go for the most creative entry, but failing that, we'll give it to the first entry.
And just another reminder to make sure you put your membership number at the end and your name.
The prize this week is, once again, One Love by Sound Machine. It's funky, it's dancey, and it's thanks to Sony BMG. Frankly, I don't know why we actually have prizes to give away at this time of the morning.
People love having free stuff. Doesn't really matter the time, but free stuff is free stuff. And here's On My Way Home by Alex Lloyd. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter, where hot pockets and all-night coffee-powered LAN parties. Yeah, LAN parties are the bomb. Who needs ice when you can jack on to the internet?
Life is the greatest drug of all.
Indeed. Gaming news!
Yay!
I swore I wouldn't touch that bell again, but I disappointed myself just then. Gaming news. Dr. Cheryl Olson, researcher and author of a recent book on video game culture, has turned up a few findings that should put smiles on all those video game associates who aren't playing Halo as training sessions for their shooting up middle schools.
As Jack Thompson would like you to believe.
She has found that many teenagers who play violent video games such as Halo, Grand Theft Auto, and others can easily distinguish between the fantastical... Is that a word? Realm of video games from real life, reports OpenEducation.net. In fact, many youths recognize that the fabricated violence in a third-person shooter should not be replicated in real life due to the harsh consequences that would follow. So, children are not idiots. They can distinguish between reality and fantasy. And I suppose the argument is for people like Jack Thompson and the severely right Christian Reich. Now, that's not right, but R-E-I-C-H. Oh, I went there. But it's the argument usually is saying that some children, the majority of children can make this distinction, but... okay. Apparently, the argument is that what about that one child in a million that doesn't and then goes on that killing rampage? Is it right to be able to ban violent video games or violent movies or anything that isn't wholesome and good for the soul because there is one person out there that is likely to go overboard with it?
Well, it's really all about the parent. The parents, the retailers, all making sure that the right people get their hands on it.
Well, as a libertarian, I kind of believe in the freedom of the individual, so I'm supportive of this kind of research that's saying that people that play video games aren't depraved perverts that want to go shoot up and don't want to go postal. And I mean shoot up in a different, on a multiple levels. World of Warcraft elves, gay stereotypes. Now, if you've been following World of Warcraft, which some of you people have, some of you haven't, It's MMORPG, and one of the particular races that you can play is called the Blood Elves. Now, they are quite skinny, and they speak rather effeminately. And the argument is that Blizzard has been actually designed them to be a gay stereotype. This appeared in a particular web forum written by Amanda. The media regularly exaggerates masculinity and femininity. I am most disturbed by feminine male elves and their insinuation that they're gay. The blood elf seems to me like a joke of gender with a most like, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Blizzard has played on some of these stereotypes that I believe are inappropriate and possibly degrading.
Is that actually a real emoticon?
What? Oh, yeah, yes, it is. It is, actually. The entire Blood Elf race in this game are hedonistic. They are self-centered, pretty much bastards, really, that care about their fabulous looks, how good they are, and yeah.
Well, they are elves. Basically, every elf in every single fantasy world seems to be the good-looking race.
Now, a response in this forum was done by David. The way that some men, and in captions, in women, impose their idea of gayness to the blood elves and night elves is coming from themselves. Just as they say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, the use of the gay and F-star G-word is in the eye of the insulter too. These men who use these words are, as an insult, are latching onto the closet tool that they have at hand to demean other people. If there were no elves in the game, they would use some other race such as the humans or gnomes in the same way. Now, when it comes to World of Warcraft, Blizzard has actually had a rather mixed up...
Yeah, they've had a rather tarnished gay rights record.
What they a couple of years ago there was a guild, which can you explain what a guild is?
Yes, it's basically a group of players who believe in a certain something or believe in a certain goal.
Well, not exactly. It's just a group of players that have a title and their own chat server, pretty much.
Yeah, but they believe in a certain goal or believe in this. Well, they both share the same ideals.
And what they do is that they pretty much work together towards certain quests or raids and that kind of thing.
And
but
experience and
but
the items and
what one of them is isn't exactly important. What is important is that a couple of years ago, a gay guild was tried to be established that was that everybody knew was the gay guild. And the code of practice, or at least the rules regarding guilds, ensured that this guild was shut down. So,
basically, the rules state that a guild in World of Warcraft cannot represent a real-life group or faction.
Whether it be sexual, political, religious, which I think is overall pretty fair when you think
about it. After all, it is a fantasy world. And the whole idea of fantasy is to escape. Why do you want to bring something like sexuality into that world?
Well, that's what the topic is around here. If they're not going to allow sexuality in this world, why is Blizzard apparently
making
their characters quite obviously effeminate, self-centered bitches? Yeah. And DualShock 3 controllers arrive ready to rumble.
Yes, in the near-distant future, Sony are finally... a little bit of backstory on this. When the PS3 was first released, they couldn't... The DualShock is basically their controllers with that... They allowed rumble and the DualStick thing, but because of legal stuff placed upon them, as everybody knows, as anybody knows that Sony is basically a legal magnet, they basically couldn't include the DualShock 3 controller at the launch, which meant that the rumble feature, which is basically universal to all game consoles, wasn't included. Instead, they got the 6-axis controller, which, even though it added some fancy new features, still lacked rumble, which kind of lacked realism, but it really depends on who you're speaking to. And yes, it's finally coming after all. And at the US price of $55, it's quite steep. I don't know if anybody would buy it. Or if I don't know if I would personally buy it.
We've got a couple of responses to our SMS topic. What are your pet peeves when it comes to technology and gaming, etc.? And on the subject of online gaming, going back to World of Warcraft, and not just World of Warcraft, we have Tom from the United States complaining that he doesn't like going online because him and his other gay friends continuously get taunted with homophobic slurs, which is not very friendly. Mm-hmm. But it's not necessarily made to be homophobic exactly. I don't know, because generally that kind of thing is just asserting oneself as a masculine identity and asserting one's dominance over the other one by belittling your opponent. But that behavior generally shouldn't be tolerated, because all's fair in love and
war. And of course, there's the golden rules. If you really want to have a safe experience, just play with friends. This is pretty easy if you're playing on with a Nintendo console and Xbox. Just mute it. Really, you can mute the microphone function in many games. And yeah, just don't. This might sound really mean, but don't really draw attention to it. It goes back to an argument I had last week. That your sexuality is okay to say, but I don't think if you're pushing it in the person's face. But that's just my view. Anyway, that concludes your news for this week. Let's play a track, shall we? You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and Heathcliff. You just heard The Great Beyond by R.E.M.
And before that,
that was the Anthem for the Year 2000 by Silverchair.
We've got one wonderful email sent in from Catherine in regard to that chat.
Catalan?
Yes. That I've got. I don't have my glasses on, so you might have to bear with me a little bit. So, in regard to the Blood Elves that we were just talking about just before, I think that people are comparing hedonistic, hyper-vain characters to gay people says more about the people doing the comparing viewer on homosexuality than anything else. I don't see those traits typical of queer people, so I'm at a loss as to why someone would say the Blood Elf race is supposed to be gay. From Catalan. Now, we've got this CD that we are itching to give away, so if you send in your membership number, if you have one, we'd be happy to give it to you. But if you can't do that, well, we'll give it to the first person that can send us in something, their pet peeve about gaming or technology with their membership number. That's to 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au with your respective mobile phone or computer or
Aren't you sounding technical?
Or BlackBerry, if you happen to have one, which I don't think we actually have the service up here.
Bottom line is just send us an email.
But yeah, I do happen to agree with that, because it's not necessarily gay people that they're taking off, but more. If you have a look at, especially at the female Blood Elves, they are more like the stereotypical valley girls that you see on TV shows like Clueless or every teen drama, how they're the blonde ones that are always on their mobile phones getting facials, and the prom queens, and yeah.
I've never really gone to the WoW thing. The Night Elves really, really popular in terms of number of players playing with them?
I pretty much stopped playing the game immediately after the Burning Crusade expansion was released. I thought it would spark my interest in World of Warcraft, but My passion was lost. I lost all direction in my virtual life, and I committed virtual suicide by suspending the account. But it coincided with the time that I started year 12, so I think it probably would have been for the best anyway.
But all your friends are doing it as well.
Well, and all my friends are starting to get back into it, actually. It's rather scary, because I'm losing them one by one. We've got an SMS from Scott saying, "Screw WoW, talk about Barbie horse adventure. It's the best, it's the easiest, the best game ever." That's ever with an H. So you
and
know,
a little tongue poking out.
You know he's serious. And he also says, this is his pet peeve. I sent in an email. Wait. My pet peeve is non-backwards compatibility-ness. With a tongue pointing out.
Again.
I want to play my old Game Boy Color games on my DS, damn it. Thankfully, I don't own a PS3. Backwards compatible, my ass. Peace from Spotty.
Well, that's only really the 40 gigabyte edition.
Spotty doesn't have a membership number either.
No.
We want to give away this CD of the week, One Love by Sound Machine, with thank you to Sony BMG. So, internet memes.
Yes, we're going to talk about them. And usually when I talk about Web Fantastics, we usually look at a meme or something really, really cool. But we're just going to talk about memes in general.
Memes in general. Go on.
Well, for those who don't know what a meme is, it's in the internet sense, it's basically something that spreads, a fad that spreads by itself through viral means. Or, like, viral means, like, that would mean email, other websites, basically YouTube and all that sort of stuff.
Could you name a few of those?
Lolcats. Oh, I hate lolcats.
I think they're cute, even though they are quite stupid.
Yes.
But that's the point.
There's only so many catadays I can stand.
I believe another one was All Your Base Belong yes. to Us. That's pretty old.
But it's a classic, but a goodie.
One that a couple of you might be familiar with is Kelly with Shoes. That one just exploded.
Oh, yes.
Shoes. Oh, my God, shoes. These shoes rule. These shoes suck. I'm sure you know it, and if you don't, well.
I wonder if he actually goes around as Kelly everywhere.
Maybe if you were a method actor. What are some other ones?
I'm thinking off of my brain. I know there's lots. One thing I've been particularly obsessed with is, it's over 9,000!
Vegeta, what does the Scouter say about his power level?
It's over 9,000!
What? 9,000? That yeah. just goes on for like 2 minutes, just 11 seconds of footage replayed over and over again with... It's surprisingly funny.
Yes, and the balls are inert one, which follows exactly the same path. It's slightly funnier.
It doesn't make a bit of difference. The balls are inert. And I heard you like Mudkips. This was weird, man. Mudkips, the Pokemon that... This one was a... Mudkip was a Ruby and Sapphire Pokemon, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, was it, no, Gold and Silver?
No, it was a Ruby.
Ruby and Sapphire. Yeah. Well, what happens in the I Heard You Like Mudkips meme is that you post a picture, a little sprite of a Mudkip, and copy it thousands of times, and it's pretty much a competition to see how many Mudkips you could do not stick paper into the console. I'm sorry, but the last time people did that, something exploded. But yeah, it's Mudkips are cute, but when you like explodes the size of the frame of the screen, it's not good.
Well, that's what memes are supposed to be, loud and obnoxious and spreading and spreads like wildfire.
Now, what I don't like is a lot of the mobile phone companies right now are trying to start their own memes. I mean, the Crazy Frog originally started off as a cute thing that around the internet that was picked up by Jamster, and they have since started a whole lot of other similar franchises. In fact, I remember seeing an ad for the bunny that sings its sweetest love to the carrot, describing it as the next internet viral fad. And if it's a viral fad, I think I'm going to be sick. That's what I'm going to say about that.
There's lots of money to be made through internet memes. Like, I wonder how much money Kelly's actually making, or the person who plays Kelly is actually making from the t-shirts and the CDs.
Probably loads and loads. Now, I think a lot of internet memes kind of stem from, what's that website that does,
4chan.
Not 4chan's one, but, the one that does the lions in Kenya and, the magician. Everybody loves Magical Trevor. The things that he does are ever so clever.
That's only one place.
Disappear in the cow. Where is the cow disappearing right now?
Okay. You need your meds.
I'm sorry. It's I've gone into 2:15 mode, which is kind of hyperactive in one part of the brain, but kind of switched off in another. I think that switched off part happens to be my inhibitions, so I hope I don't drag Joy off the air.
It's actually quite strange how many of these mimes are becoming regular day-to-day parts of our lives. Like, I can probably name one occasion today that I've quoted an internet meme.
Yeah, the time for quoting The Simpsons at any given time in a conversation is over. Even Family Guy is becoming obsolete, because what we have here is a world where trends only last for about 20 seconds. Everybody knows it. Then everybody moves on to something else.
Here's a little quiz for you, Heathcliff. What was the first big internet meme?
The first big internet meme. I'm kind of thinking peanut butter jelly time.
No, it was the hamster dance.
Actually,
it wasn't a song. It was just it was an animated gif of hamsters dancing.
Oh, I find that both Hamster Dance and the Peanut Buddy Jelly Time song are surprisingly, mesmerizingly addictive. I think that's part of the success of an internet meme, is it has to be so simple and so stupid that you just have to look at it and appraise it for just how simple it is, and how catchy, and how easily it sticks to the back of your brain like a little thorn that grows into a big seedy tree.
Well, that's the thing, that everybody loves ideas that they could have thought of, but didn't.
Ooh, we've got an email. Yay. Emails at 2:20. Ooh. Ooh.
You're very excited, aren't you?
Ooh. Kelly is the best ever! Shoes! Let's get some shoes!
That's from Spotty again.
I think it's about time for a track. We've been talking for too long. People are probably itching to hear some more Australian tracks.
Yes, this is Happy Messy Love by Rachel Kane. You're on Lee Tremble Rufflecopter here in Joy 94.9.
Send in your emails to onair@joy.org.au or SMS 0427-JOY949.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter! It's even better when you're dead.
those who probably don't know their comic cartoons would know that's a quote from The Critic.
Yes, Critic is equal to or greater than The Simpsons. Check it out. We have got a prize here to give away. We're just itching to give free stuff away, but nobody seems to want to get it. Aww. It's a bit disappointing because we're so generous, and sometimes I feel that people don't like us, and it makes me feel insecure. And I have to raise the tone of my voice at the end of every sentence. But the CD of the week is One Love by Sound Machine. Sound Machine is the eighth installment of the One Love series in a popular dance compilations, featuring funky house and electro beats by DJs Matt Nugget, Grant Simile, and Crookeds on three big CDs. Oh, thank you so many, BMG, for making this promotion possible. We love you ever so much. We've got an SMS. You guys are hot. Kevin, and so does my trade. I don't know what that means. If you send in your membership number, if you have one, we'll give you this CD. It's just that easy. All you've got to do is send in an SMS to 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. We are scouting for your internet and your computer and technology woes. What pisses you off?
And we're also looking for your how much more. So in this week's SMS topic is, how much do you spend a week on games?
It's 2:30 on Joy 94.9.
Our last half hour. But don't worry, we'll be back next week. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You just heard I Sort of Signed by the classic Ace of Base, and before that, Burn My Dread from the Persona 3 soundtrack. I've been obsessed with Persona 3 lately.
Burn My Dread, how Rastafarian. Even though it doesn't sound anything Rastafarian at all. We got an SMS saying, hey kids, last half hour, don't leave me, please. Now, we are touched by that, but do not despair. We have an automated CD lined up just for you that has all the humanity, warmth and grace that Cliff and Corey, Moggy, have. I refer to myself in the third person. That's 20 to 3 for you.
And don't worry, we'll be back next week, or at least I will be.
That's right, I'm only a guest.
You're on probation from on Sundays from 6 till 7.
Yes, my show is probation on Joy 94.9. That's on Sundays at 6 p.m. So if you enjoy my lovely silky voice and my personality that makes women wet... Yes. Tune in. This week's show should be very, very interesting because the theme of this week's show is I'm sorry. Because we go through times in our lives where we do things that we're not exceptionally proud of, and the best way to get it off our chests is to go public about it and apologize to everyone you care about over the radio, or maybe just telling people that you care about them. What I'm looking for on my program is people that are willing to put themselves and their feelings on the line just to send out a message that they are sincerely regretful that they've done something wrong and they want to make amends. Or maybe if you just want to make a love song dedication, that'll be good. The musical theme will be rather depressing, but I think it'll go on with the theme. I think one of them that I was going to play is I Learned the Truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens. Ooh, that sounded pretty good.
Well, enough of your shameless self-promoting.
It's not shameless, it's the radio game.
Yes, let's go to a track. It's Sway by Bic Runga from the far-off year of 1998.
That's 10 years ago. Don't miss us while we're gone.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter. Research has suggested that Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter may cause severe pain, profuse sweating, difficulty in breathing, loss of consciousness, violent convulsions, and finally, death. But only if one absorbs Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter through any other than the ear cavity and for any longer than 2 hours. So, for your own safety, we must vacate the studio. But I do believe that we have shared something wonderful and beautiful here today. But, unfortunately, BMG and Sound Machine will be severely disappointed when I have to go to their office tomorrow and say, I'm sorry, people just don't want your CD. But on the bright side, somebody else can get it.
Oh,
somebody
well.
Will enjoy it. I'll even force it on someone.
The song you just heard before was Meds by Placebo. I decided to put on my little bit of my grunge emo hat just then.
Placebo is actually pretty good. It's almost the most hardcore thing we have in the Joy Record Vault.
No, I'm pretty sure we have pretty more hardcore stuff.
Like?
Plenty more hardcore than Placebo.
Oh, well, we've learned something. We've shared something. I'm doing your job now, Moggy. I'd like to thank everyone who sent in an SMS to 0427JOY949 or sent us in an email to onair@joy.org.au. Especially Scott, who sent in the same SMS and email about 5 times. So that's like 5 times the love.
Yeah.
It's not quality that matters, it's quantity. And there was this special person, I'm describing her as special, who sent us in a wonderful response to our Blood Elf topic.
Catelyn.
Catelyn, thank you so much, if you're still listening. And thank you very much.
Yes.
We also discussed things like Harvest Moon and how cutesy and how...
heteronormalic.
Ooh, somebody's been on the internets. So, this is the week as it is in gay, gaming, and geeky culture.
Yes. Don't worry, though. We'll be back next week with an even bigger show.
Catch me on my own program. I'm flying solo on probation on Sundays at 6 p.m. You'd be a fool to miss it, and possibly an even bigger fool to catch it, so it should be fun.
Yes, and until next time, geek it up and have a wonderful week.
And don't mess up too badly.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.